And this morning, during the first half of the program, we have a special guest, Desiree Mays, lecturer for the Santa Fe Opera and author of the book Opera Unveiled, has just done an interview with Reed Luplau of the Santa Fe Opera, who has a very interesting role in the opera Oscar. So let's hear Desiree Mays, and then we'll be back a little later with Speaking of the Arts.
This is Desiree Mays. I would like to introduce Reed Luplau, the dancer who is portraying Bosie in the Santa Fe Opera's premiere performances of Oscar. Thank you so much for coming this morning. Reed comes from Perth in Australia. He has won every conceivable award for dance in Australia and then moved to New York City a few years ago, where his career is based now. So let's talk first, Reed, about the early part of your career. How did you get into dance in Perth, Australia?
My mother is a dance teacher. She's had her studio for 36 years now. And I started dancing when I first started walking. I had no choice, really. I did try baseball and football for my father and attempted and failed. But there was something about, ever since I started walking, I was just always in front of the TV or listening to music, whatever I could be doing to stand on my feet. And my mom took great swing of that and pushed me on stage, and I never left, pretty much. At 15, I had no idea that ballet existed. I was always musical theater and very much into the commercial side. Michael Jackson was a very big influence on my life. Until I went to my first ballet, which was Coppelia, and for some reason, I fell in love, and I had no idea that you could have a life of being a dancer. And so I kind of woke up and then started training in ballet, and then the following year I was accepted into the Australian Ballet School, and I moved when I was 16 to train in ballet full-time.
And then you moved to New York. How did that come about?
I was dancing for the Sydney Dance Company for 4 years, and two choreographers, one Stephen Petronio, who has his own company in New York, it's his 30th year, I think, this year, and another choreographer, Azure Barton, who's a Canadian who has a company in New York as well, they both came to create pieces with Sydney Dance Company. And I had, not to boast, but I had worked with a lot of people in Australia, and I got to a point where I wanted to struggle. And where else to do that but in New York City, where...
You struggle.
I struggle. in not a bad way. I love the city so much, and it's so driven by passion, and people are there to do what they want to do, and, you know, I wouldn't be there if I didn't love it, and... want to do better.
Let's turn to Oscar now, and how did Oscar come about? What was the first intimation you had of the opera Oscar?
I had a meeting with Kevin Newberry, the director. He saw Five Dances, the film that I'm in, and he knew the director very well, and I was highly recommended to come and audition for the opera, and I had never done an opera before. And what intrigued me the most was Kevin. He's an extremely positive man and
passionate man.
So
about
passionate.
Yes, yes.
And I was very addicted from the first interview, and that was almost 2 years ago now. Yeah. And I decided, okay, well, the acting side of it really got to me, that it was going to be based around Bosie, because Lord Alfred Duggan, it was such an important part on Oscar Wilde's life. And so I went and auditioned and ended up getting the part, and it has been so much fun to have a character development, and to, this is the first time I'm playing someone that was a human being.
A specific character.
Instead of someone that's made fictionally for a play or something like that. So
how did you prepare for this role?
I had a lot of books and Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I have a nice book called Bosie by a writer called Douglas Murray, who kind of incorporated De Profundis and Bosie's autobiography and a whole lot of stories mixed together. So it's about this thick, and it integrates so much. And so I got so much information just from that. And not only Oscar Wilde's side, because you always hear about Oscar's side of the trials, but also what Bosie was going through at the time when he was writing, because he was also a poet as well. and reading what he was writing during the time that he was sent away to France. Like the way that we take it is that
he fled.
He fled. Mm-hmm. But Oscar insisted that he leaves because he didn't want.
Yeah, that's
in trouble by his father. So.
I think that's important because in the opera it's a little ambiguous. They say, "Well, your fancy man fled."
Yes,
which was not true. He had been encouraged to leave, or he too probably would have ended up in jail.
Yes.
But the Marquis of Queensberry was not going to see his son imprisoned. He was going for Oscar Wilde,
mm-hmm.
whom he accused of corrupting Bosie. But was that the way it was?
Yes, Bosie being. The selfish little person that he was.
He was. He was very self-centered. I mean, you see him that way. And so many books describe him as being sort of the cause of the downfall.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was also the one who led Oscar Wilde into this whole underworld with the male prostitution.
Yeah.
And how... So, can you be sympathetic to Bosie?
I want to be, and I was always taught never judge the character, so I'm not going to judge the character. But it's really interesting for me to try. It's so overwhelming, the music and what we're trying to portray here, and what I get off David Daniels on stage. It's really hard to sometimes be that selfish person because inside for me, I just want to be the most loving. What David's giving to me, but I have to sort of. Take a step back and be, you know, this is how he was and how it was,
But between them, it was a very passionate
mm-hmm.
love affair,
mm-hmm.
On and off, as most love affairs are,
yeah.
you know. And I think in the scenes where you dance with him, this is extraordinarily touching, and it's an extraordinary event for opera because never has a dancer played a principal role,
mm-hmm.
Certainly opposite someone like David Daniels.
Yeah.
And been on a sort of a, not an equal footing, but the two played together so beautifully. I was going to ask this later, but how was it working with David Daniels? Because this is a first for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's usually the central star.
Yeah.
So this was a lot of giving to you that must have been a new experience for him.
We, from day one... I can tell it was very emotional.
Mm.
The first scene that we started with was Bosie is portrayed in the opera as about 8 different characters, and he comes throughout in and out. He's Bosie, but he's also a bell porter. He plays Death or
a doctor.
I'm Dr. Quinton in the jail, and. The first scene we did was me transforming from being a bell porter to back to Bosie and him and Oscar seeing Bosie for the first time in a while before he's sent off to France. And it's that, I remember the first time we started and the music and everything together and what we were, how we first connected was so powerful that I knew that this was going to be one emotional ride. And David is not only an extraordinary artist, but this particular opera, he is giving everything.
He's passionately committed.
He is
to the
so
whole
passionate, and
issue.
Since day one, I could just tell. And I'm a passionate artist, and I came here so open minded, and just wanted to do the best that I can do. And David and I we just clicked straight away, which was so beautiful, and
mm-hmm.
we've become really great friends. And.
Mm-hmm. There was a story going around the company last week that Oscar was taking Bosie to the ballet.
Yes, we saw Aspen Santa Fe. Bosie and Oscar went to the ballet.
So that line between reality and illusion and art, which Oscar was so big on, must be really blurring itself for you while you're here. Because it seems that you're seeing one another as Oscar and Bosie rather than David and Reed.
Yeah, it's been an extraordinary journey, and it's so interesting when you get involved with something so big that you can't, it doesn't leave your head. Like we both wake up in the morning and the first thing we think about is this opera and what the music is and what's going on, and it's been so interesting to be able to sink our teeth into something that we love and we're so passionate about.
Talk a little bit about the music, because this is a brand new score for
mm-hmm.
all of us. How is the music, first of all, for you? You get the best parts of the music. But also overall, and what can people expect in the opera?
It's genius. I enjoy opera, listening to opera, but I have never been so connected to opera and opera music before, and this orchestration is stunning and played so beautifully and conducted so beautifully. And I am so lucky to have one of the most beautiful solos in Act One. It's the cello solo. And it's such a joy to dance to. And the we always rehearsed for the first 2.5 weeks with the piano, and it sounds beautiful. But the first time that you hear it played by the orchestra, hair was standing up. I was on stage, and we and David and I do let our emotions go. We were very teary, and even for I turn around and leave David on stage, and he is always has water in his eyes.
Set us up with that scene. What's happening at that point in this solo?
So Ada Levison and Frank Harris come in and beg Oscar to flee to go to France, and they have a yacht for him. Bosie steps in and out of reality in Oscar's head, and I appear to convince Oscar to stay and fight for this. And in Bosie's selfishness was to hurt his father pretty much and stay. And so I, through this cello solo, it's very much about remember how good we are together, and I'm convincing Oscar to stay and fight and fight for me or fight for Bosie. So
I think John Cox described Bosie in this piece as Oscar's, how did he put it, his obsession, his memory, his desire.
And nemesis.
Because he's never, Bosie is never really there. The others are real characters, but Bosie isn't, which allows for the dance component.
Yes.
You don't have to sing. So it's constantly coming and going as part of Oscar's longing and his despair and his pain. Talk a little bit about the other characters. Explain who those other characters are and how they work in with this plot.
Well, the characters that Bosie transforms into.
Yeah.
When Oscar in the beginning is trying to stay at a hotel for at least a week, Bosie is there, but disguised as a bell porter. And then from there, he continues on through Act One. Is the same, and then he turns into Quentin, the doctor
in the prison.
In the prison, who fumigates Oscar when he first arrives and
That's
torments
an
him.
Evil moment.
Oh, it's so much fun to play. It's a great side. It's so nice to work these different sides. But playing Dr. Quentin, who has no soul at all, until Oscar hurts his ear. Has an ear infection, and that's when you see the other side of Quentin and the sort of the Bosie-loving side that comes in. And then my favorite is Death.
That's a real dance
Is a real nice big dance moment. I won't give too much away, but it's one of the most exciting things in Act 2, and I come out as Death, and I'm scaring all the other prisoners in the jail because someone's about to
be hung.
So I come to torment them, and it's so much fun. You can't see my face, but I'm having a ball under there. So.
You also have sort of a skeleton-like hands and arms, and the choreographer was telling me how once you put those on, they took on a... Talk a little bit about that.
Well, of course, I wanted to... My main goal, and with Sean Carr and the choreography, we wanted to have a change and really... see the differences between one Bosie and then as Quentin or as Death or the bell potter. I really had to change my body behavior, and when it came to Death, everything that Bosie was doing was very lyrical and very floaty and dreamlike, and when it came to Death, I had this vision of a like Disney horrible cartoon in my head, and I wanted him very silky, and so Sean and I worked together to make it very slime-like and snake-like. And as soon as I got that costume on, which the costumes, I have to say, are stunning in this piece. I've never, for one, being a dancer, had that many costume changes and elegant costumes, I tell you what.
But there's a death mask.
There's a complete death mask, so you see me and I have this beautiful cloak and these nice, beautiful skeleton hands that are so intricate. And I'm not sure how they look from afar, but I'm trying to really...
Oh, they project. He moves his arms, and you can feel the movement at the back of the hands. Which is really great. But then the masks come off, don't they? And there, Bozy is revealed again.
Yeah, to heartbreak.
Talk about motif.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it is. Let's talk a little bit about the choreography now, because I love this choreography, mm-hmm. and it is an amalgam of so many things. Mm-hmm. You can see your classical training along with some of these others. Tell us a little bit about Sean Curran, who has been here before. He's choreographed a number of operas. He has his own dance company in New mm-hmm. York, I understand.
Yes, he does.
Had you worked with him before?
I had never. We had quite an interesting audition process. Of course, the one thing that they really made us do, which I will point out, is seduce. There's a seducing dance in Act One.
The absinthe. Yes,
the absinthe, where Oscar is hallucinating, and we had to do that the first audition, and I had never met Sean.
We had to seduce Sean.
It was very awkward. But I tell you what, it was a lot of fun, and you had to sort of let that barrier go. But Sean and I had met at the launch of Oscar in New York before we came over, and I have huge respect for Sean and where he's come from and what he's done in his career. And we hit it off from day one. Yeah, we came in a day early and created some freeze work that he thought would work, and alas, they did. And of course, there's a lot of swapping and changing, and when we have the director come in as well and wants it more human-like instead of less dance-like, you know, we accommodate.
Though this I'm interested, so you worked up the dance sequences first, independent, as you had to, mm-hmm. of the rest of the production, but then had to come together with Kevin Newbery, the
yes.
director,
mm-hmm.
and there must have been quite a lot of give and take, and with David.
With David as well. David, there were some things that if David didn't like what I was doing for together, of course we would.
So
change.
He had that input too.
Oh yeah,
yes. Yeah, I know.
But he loves everything.
He had to do a little dance sequence in the beginning. I imagine that was a challenge.
You know what? And I'll let you in a little secret. We went to we actually practiced in his house. He was that determined to make sure his waltzing was good.
Oh.
I think he wants to get on with Dancing with the Stars or something like that.
Well, talk a little too about costumes. I mean, now you have someone who's not designing dance costumes, designing costumes for you, which is a challenge.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't have any issues whatsoever. As soon as I got my first, I wear like my major boozy pants, and they're nice and elasticated, so I can do anything I really want.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, it's the first time. This is like one of the biggest productions I've ever been involved in, and to see the elegance of the costumes and how detailed they are, and they're just made with love. And I have never, I've always been involved with dance where you get your, here's your underwear and here's your American Apparel top off
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and something that's, you know, tailored for my body and tailored, it made me feel like $1 million. Their detailing, I can even tell you all the props were authenticated for that time period, and they went to all lengths to find all our props. Everything that you see is nice and authentic. And also the set is really quite fascinating. What you will notice is it turns from a library into a nursery into the jail, and with the flipping of doors, it's quite genius, really. When I first saw what was going to happen with the set, I was it's amazing.
And lighting is always an important component for dance.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a whole other lighting experience, I imagine. And I know that Rick Fisher had a very hard time lighting this, because every lighting alleyway was shut off to
him.
Yeah,
set is blocked.
It's blocked, yeah. Everything. So he uses footlights a lot, which is sort of an old-fashioned technique, but one that's very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And it throws these amazing shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been did you have to stand for hours and work through all of these lighting rehearsals?
I'm not one you know, you can throw a light on me and I'm fine. I'll just have to get used to it. But the death scene light, there is one that just is... It's really
in
quite
your face.
Bright. In my face. And but it's good. It lets me know that that's the orchestra pit. I cannot go further.
Yeah. What has Oscar meant to you personally?
Love. The love that these two people went through and the lengths that they went through to be together, even though it may have not have been the most easy relationship or meant to be relationship. The fact that it's being told now, so many years past, and particularly with the marriage and the states coming through, it's a great time, and I could not be prouder and happy to be a part of this production with who was involved. It's just
all of the principals. I mean, beyond David Daniels, Richard Croft, Dwayne Croft, which is his brother. And Heidi Stober and Bill Burden. You know, William Burden plays Frank Harris, another leading, very popular principal artist here. There's one little anecdote I must share that you can comment on if you like. Normally in the curtain calls for an opera, the principals come on, you work your way up to the top. So the final curtain call is taken by David Daniels. And typically any dance person would be before the principals come on. And that was where Reed was, and then the five principals, and then David. And apparently the company, the principals, got together, and they went to the director and said, we all feel that Reed should take the call just before David Daniels, which is an incredible compliment from fellow artists, especially when they're singers.
I know. I mean, as a dancer, it was... Yeah, it's an opera, so I was, of course, where I first was placed was, of course, right. And then I remember as soon as they changed it, the final dress rehearsal, and I've never been, that grateful and teary in my life. And even the opening night, it was just to hear that applause. It's for a dancer, it's really rare.
Well, thank you so much, Reed, for taking time out today to come and
talk
to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been wonderful seeing this opera and having you be part of it. Thank you so
much. Thank you. I hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy being out there.
Thank you. Good.
This is Desiree Mays. My guest was Reed Luplau, who dances the role of Bosie in the Santa Fe Opera's production of Oscar. There are two more performances on the 12th and 17th of August. Call the Santa Fe Opera at 800-280-4654 for tickets.